This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Monday. This weekend was very interesting. Braves sweep the Guardians. We had the Falcons playing their second preseason game. And look, I'm ready for college football. You ready for college football? Cannot wait.
Yeah, man. Cannot wait. I mean, that LSU-Clemson game, that Texas-Ohio State game. Yeah. I mean, Georgia Tech going out to Colorado, maybe make a statement out there in Boulder. Bama, FSU, million, you know, big games, and can't wait, man. We're going to talk more about what Georgia was doing in their second scrimmage, and apparently a little bit better, although Kirby was on the microphone. That's not elite, you know, getting on his guys. Apparently running the football a little bit more. Connor Riley will join us next hour to talk about it.
So did you hear what Ed Orgeron said about Arch Manning?
What did Ed have to say about that?
He went and said he had the opportunity to go to Texas and speak at their clinic.
Did anyone understand what coach was?
Well, you know how that goes. He said he watched practice, and he said, look, we've known Arch Manning as a young kid from Louisiana. He said he liked Joe Brady, watched him as a recruit. He said, but I watched him at practice at Texas, and I'm going to say this. When we recruited guys at LSU, but he said Garrett Nussmeier is a great player, but Arch is as close or maybe as good as Joe Burrow.
Oh, snap.
Now, remember, in 2019,
yeah,
that was his team.
The perfect season.
That's correct. And they ran through everybody. But here's what's crazy. Ed Orgeron said that. He said that. And then at the end, he says, and I've never said that about anybody. So what he's talking about is we watched Arch as a recruit. We had him on our radar way back when. He said, I went to Texas, watched a practice. And I'll say this conservatively. We recruited Garrett Nussmeier. He's a great player. But Arch is as close or maybe as good as Joe Burrow. But I'm not saying that, and I haven't said it about anybody.
Go Robert.
So we'll see.
Go Tiger. In this case, go Longhorns.
But Mike, that's the kind of pressure. When you have a former national championship coach, yeah. Ed Orgeron, coming out and saying that. But now that's the kind of stuff, because now you're saying he's got the ability to be as good as Joe Burrow. Burrow threw for 60 touchdowns in 2019.
Right. That's one of the few times I've seen Georgia in person and felt like, man, they had no chance in that SEC champ. Remember that? You and I were at that game.
Yep.
But yeah, Burrow, I mean, a team on a mission, the perfect season for Coach O. And look, you got it's not like rocket science, because everyone knows with the Manning pedigree and with, you know, it's Cooper's son, but Arch and Eli and Grandpa, I mean, you're pretty much destined to be a rock star at the next level. It's just, to me, and I'm not trying to be a wise ass, it's just, does Sark maximize the talent? I know we've covered it. By the way, somebody sent me some video. For what it's worth, maybe Quinn Ewers was banged up all last year.
Yeah.
He's drawing lasers for the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen it, Day-Day? I mean, he's drawing ropes into double coverage, thread the needle. I mean, I know it's preseason. He's going to probably against the third string, and or maybe worse. But it is still weird for me that they didn't, when the chips were down, have Arch out there knowing that how many chances are you going to be this close to a championship last year. Doesn't matter. This is his chance now, but it's still it vexes me, Carl.
No, it does. I think it's perplexing for everybody. All right, more college football on the way. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to get Connor Riley on coming up within the hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, to talk about where the dogs are after their scrimmage and what these position battles look like. But right now, let's get to 4th and 1. So some impressive performances, including Chicago's Caleb Williams. You guys remember Olamide Zaccheaus?
Yeah.
He's now a Bear. As a matter of fact, he scored their first touchdown last night.
Kind of hung out with Dan. I mean, he was like a DQ. DQ guy.
Yes,
yeah.
He was. Olamide Zaccheaus. I think he was with Dan in Washington, I want to say, last year. But either way, he's with the Bears now. Big O, can we hear that Caleb Williams to Zaccheaus touchdown to get the Bears started last night? Because, Mike, they put up astronomical numbers. Now, it's preseason. The Bills didn't start their first team D. Coach Ross said that. You're running blah stuff. But, Mike, I don't care. You put up a bunch of first downs. You score 38 points. It's still a big deal. And I got to tell you guys, Caleb Williams looked like he was in control last night. This was his first touchdown.
At the Buffalo 36, Dahlman sends it back in the shotgun as a clean pocket throws. Zaccheaus caught 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. 36 yards. And the Bears strike. They lead it 6-0.
A lot of Chicago media feeling the light has clicked on for Caleb Williams, who looked really good. Best he's looked, some would say, since he's put on a Bears uniform.
That's right.
Under Ben Johnson as head coach. I looked it up. Olamide Zaccheaus in that big Sunday night game on NBC, 8 receptions for 85 yards and a touchdown against us. Remember, we talked about it the day after.
That's right.
But yeah, Zaccheaus, you know, as Westrum would say, a real speed merchant out there and getting more life with the Bears.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's been around the league a while now. What did Ben Johnson have to say? Because we're talking about the Bears. They played last night, if you missed it. I even think we got one more preseason game, I believe, tonight. But either way, it's been a long weekend with games starting as we did on Friday. You had games Saturday and Sunday. Here's Ben Johnson, the coach of the Bears.
I don't have the exact number, but we've been underneath that bar, which you know, that happens. We're learning, we're growing. I think early on we were probably 55. It's gotten better as camp has gone on, but we haven't hit that threshold as often as we'd like.
Mike, remember we were talking about what kind of head coach he'd be, and then last night I heard who's the guy we love on Fox that Brady came in and took his place. Who are we talking about? Greg Olsen. Thank you.
Right.
Greg was saying last night he has been riding Caleb Williams hard.
Right. We had it in guy talk a couple of weeks. Tough love. I mean, this goes all the way back to minicamp. I mean, calling him out, no babying him. And maybe, you know, as we said, sometimes you got to know when to pat a guy on the butt or give him a hug. But Ben Johnson's been riding Caleb Williams. A lot of folks felt that maybe Caleb Williams needed an attitude adjustment, if you read the Chicago papers. And I don't know how well they know him, but I thought the first year wasn't his fault. It was a bad coaching situation. But Ben Johnson, I think, Carl, he didn't take the job last year because he thought he had a chance to win a Super Bowl in Detroit.
Yeah, I think he did too. And they probably should have. They just met a juggernaut in the Commanders. By the way, tonight we do have more football. Cincinnati and Washington, by the way, more preseason football. This one's on ESPN. Meanwhile, Mike, what else jumped out at you over the weekend? Because I thought there were a lot of quarterbacks that played well, especially the rookie guys.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about what's it going to look like with the new coach in Jacksonville, and I thought Trevor Lawrence looked pretty good. You know, data has it in our stats for this one. He had, 7 first downs, 108 yards, 8 for 10, 76 yards, and a touchdown. They had a tie. It's a meaningless game against the Saints. But, you know, I mean, if you're looking for Trevor, I mean, Trevor Lawrence needs to step it up. I mean, they gave him that $55 million a year deal, right? It's kind of like there's some expectations. I don't know what they're feeling in Jacksonville. Liam Cohen was the Bucs OC. That's the new head coach up there in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching Jackson dart. Look, the thing at Ole Miss, and remember, some people thought this was a reach. I thought they got good value. They didn't draft in top 10. I think it was 25th overall or something like that. But Dart, Mike, he's had really two good preseason games. And he's been efficient, hadn't turned the ball over. He had a rushing touchdown in this last one. And the thing now is with the Giants, all right, so when is he going to start? And Brian Daboll keeps saying, look, my starter is Russell Wilson. We are in no rush to put Jackson Dart out there. And it reminds me of last year when we said the same thing and they drafted a quarterback. I'm not saying something's going to happen to Russ. If he falls apart, Mike, they will put Jackson Dart in there. But they're not going to start him to start the season.
Right. And again, if Russ, Mr. Unlimited, struggles, you know, Giants fans will be crying to get Jackson Dart out there. And he's kind of become kind of a funny, lovable folk hero in New York. We talked about not knowing how this, like, the Easy Pass works. And apparently he's got like over like $2,000 in Easy Pass bills driving back and forth from Jersey to New York. He's learning. But, you know, talking about like shopping for the car, like literally going viral and going, man, houses are expensive up here in America. Metro New York area. So just kind of like almost like Huck Finn goes to New York to play quarterback. Meanwhile, down in South Florida, Dolphins beat the Lions in the exhibition game. But the story from Armando Salguero and a lot of guys that cover the Dolphins is the Lions, Carl, completely be slapped the Dolphins in their joint practice. that the Dolphins were humiliated in their practice to many people that watch. We talked about Quinn Ewers throwing for two touchdowns. A lot of folks feel that if things continue, and again, if this translates to the regular season, that Mike McDaniel might be the first coach fired in the NFL.
He's got the most pressure on him. He does. You know how long it's been since the Dolphins won a playoff game? 24 years.
Believe it.
So all this conversation about them paying the cheetah, Mike, they paid both wide receivers, they paid Tua. I think he's got the most pressure. Look, the Jets are going to be improved, but you're not firing Aaron Glenn in his first season. You look at the Bills, Mike, they should win that division. The Patriots will be improved because that's just what Vrabel does. The Dolphins, man, they're supposed to be in this mix, and I just don't know where to put them in that East. And then that AFC East to say, hey, they're going to be better. I don't know if they're going to be better than the Jets.
Yeah, and you know the way the money is divided up, now their defense actually kind of outperformed their offense at times despite all the payroll kind of being on the offensive side of the ball. I watched some of that in season with the Dolphins on the Hard Knocks. Just he was here in Atlanta. He was a quality control coach. Later on, obviously, became one of the most trusted coaches in San Francisco. But I don't see it. I don't like his style. It's almost like too new age. You know, hey, Coach Bruh. You know, and Kyle Shanahan had a lot of faith in him, but it's not translating necessarily to the Dolphins. And now if Stephen Ross feels the same way, he will get gone. Meanwhile, speaking of the Bills, hey guys, are you watching behind the glass? Is this season of Hard Knocks the most uncompelling so far?
So I've only watched the first episode. I haven't watched. Is it three now? Is it three out or two?
No, it's just two. 2 weeks in.
Okay, so two is what episode two was not entertaining?
No, it was like a public service announcement.
Oh.
No, I mean I understand you know you had a guy nearly die on the field, and it's important to have defibrillators around. And but I mean it was like a giant. Or am I right? You know, or it's kind of laughing.
It's just it's tough with the Bills because
there's nothing going on.
Yeah, I mean, for them to be a championship contender, like. The most vanilla championship contender there is. There's no drama, no like real weird storyline. I mean, the biggest thing that happened this offseason for them was James Cook sitting and doing a sit-in camp, I guess. Yeah,
like, sure. And they paid him.
And they paid him. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. SI, this is last week, and I just because I'm watching it last night. You know how sometimes I'm a little hard on the Beaver, so I said, let me go look this up and see if other people are feeling the same way I'm feeling about this. And I found an article from Randy Gersey from SI, and he says, yeah, the Bills' boring Hard Knocks debut.
Okay.
So it hasn't been compelling. I do think NFL teams, and McDermott is a control freak. It's well documented. They are just – there's no drama. There's the obligatory stories about the rookies and, you know, battling to make it. Look, I mean, you know, you got to be smart with the sun. Sean McDermott, 5 minutes on him wearing a hat and putting sunscreen on is not compelling television.
All right, so let me ask you this then, because I've not seen the second episode, and the way you guys are talking and making me not want to watch it. Has it run its course?
I think you've got to.
Has it run its course?
I think if you let the producers lose the control in the edit room, and I think that's, look at the Raiders. All that great stuff with Tariq Hill, we never saw it. Or Antonio Brown, I should say, that year.
No.
Because it just never made it. It got cut. I think the NFL is allowing these teams to have too much control. And I agree. Mike Florio, I hate to agree with Mike Florio. He said it too on Pro Football Talk. The episode steered clear of any topic that had been remotely controversial or interesting, like James Cook's discontent with his contract. Just nothing going on.
Okay. Yeah, I've not seen it. I was looking forward to watching episode
two. It's one of my favorite things to watch every summer.
I agree. But like I said, Mike, if there is that much control and we're getting less information and access and certainly it's less entertaining, dude, I got four or five other things I want to watch right now. Like there's just so much more out there that's going to entertain me.
Right.
I'm not just going to watch because it's the Bills. I'm not a Bills fan. Like I'm going to watch.
Make it interesting.
Yeah, because you're entertaining me. All right. Interesting. Hey, man, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. When we come back, Zach Robinson, our offensive coordinator, talking about all the things, including why they feel comfortable with Penix not taking a preseason snap. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Want to remind you, coming up this week, Mike and I, along with Andy and Randy, are going to be out at the Tour Championship. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
Ooh.
He is doing some amazing things right now. But that's Thursday and Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Live coverage from the Tour Championship. We love it every year. We love the folks out there. They do a tremendous job. But our shows will be live from the Tito Steelhouse. It's our favorite spot to be at, and we've been there for years now. Come through and see us, guys. The best golfers in the world compete for the FedEx Cup. And coverage is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your local fiduciary advisors, Bobby Jones Golf Course, golf open to everyone, and by Twin Peaks, eat, drink, and scenic views, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come visit their brand-new locations. And Umberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's the Tour Championship Thursday and Friday with us, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be out there hanging out. Tito Steelhouse, come see us there. Mike, our offensive coordinator spoke today. And Zach Robinson talking about a variety of things. We told you they switched roles, T.J. Yates and Zach, for the game, the second game of the preseason against the Titans. But he said something that was very interesting. And we've been talking about whether or not our guy should play. You know where we're at when it comes right to this. But he was talking about they being the staff. He's the OC. They're very comfortable with Penix not taking one single snap this preseason.
Yeah, I think when you look around the league, it seems like it's pretty split, you know, 50-50 in terms of guys that the teams that want to play their guys versus not. That's obviously the decision that we've made here to let those guys just get all their work in, you know, practice, which, like I mentioned, I think 2 weeks ago, we're getting a lot better looks and work versus our defense in practice as opposed to some of these preseason looks that you get versus kind of vanilla looks. So our pass rush does a great job of simulating what it should feel like. Obviously, we're not hitting the quarterback, but you feel the bodies around you. You feel the same feelings that you do if you were, you know, in a live game action. So have no problem with those guys being ready to go. I think even Mike mentioned, like, hey, there's no preseason in college. You just roll the ball out and play week one. And so we expect those guys to be ready to go. And like I said, the work that we've got against our defense and Ra's ability to kind of simulate those situations, whether it's the Titan practices, the scrimmages, all those have been really positive, and that's been those guys' kind of game work.
You believe it?
I mean, you and I was yelling you didn't hear this on the radio. I was on the talkback button. I was yelling to Orrin and Data. But your defensive guys kind of know what you're trying to run. You know, I mean, there's good and bad. I mean, yes, you know, you can argue that Jeff Ulbrich might throw a stunt or some new looks at Michael Penix Jr. and Kirk Cousins to a lesser extent because he's, you know, with the second team. But I still think you'd like to see more reps. Unless they felt they got everything they needed from that Tennessee scrimmage, from that Tuesday and Wednesday, which they may, and they know they did because we're not going to see him on Friday against Cowboys.
Yeah, what he's saying is not wrong. It is about the approach, though. And as I said, you know, do the Browns need to run Joe Flacco, a 15-year, 18-year vet, whatever the hell Flacco is now? Because he came into the league when Matt Ryan came in. Do you need to run him out there? They are. They're gonna play him the third preseason game, Mike. He didn't play the first two. And so you go, okay, it is about approach. But if they feel comfortable, I'm fine with it. We better not be flat week one. That's all I'm going to say. We better be on point and crisp and executing week one. Now, Zach Robinson also said, Mike, that he doesn't think Penix should or doesn't get enough credit for how creative he is. He says, look, we're watching him every day, and maybe this comes with more notoriety, Mike, and more touchdowns. Mm. But the creativity, you remember the whole thing about Patrick Mahomes and the angles with the arm and all the stuff? He's saying, look, Penix does some really creative things.
I know he hasn't played a ton, so maybe there's not a ton of exposure for him to see that. Shoot, that was all over the tape at Washington, something that we liked about him. But, you know, he continues to develop, and I'm sure 3 years from now he'll even have more throws in his bank, just like all those great players do.
Okay, so that's something to look forward to, is his ability to get rid of the football, put it where it needs to be. Again, arm angle and all the stuff that these great quarterbacks do, and we'll get a chance to see that. But Zach is saying we see it every day at practice.
We've won two opening week games since 2017.
Don't do this.
What? I'm just telling you. We beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10 with Desmond Ritter. That was the 23 season. Last year, of course, we lost to the Steelers. We lost to the Eagles in 21. 22, we lost to Carolina. I'll go back. 22. We lost to New Orleans, I should say, in 22. So it's been a mixed bag. We got two wins since 2017 in week one. So, look, if you come out with a healthy Kirk Cousins, we didn't, because Kirk Cousins was still dealing with all the effects of that Achilles, which we later found out, couldn't do all the things. That's why you and I were texting each other immediately that first offensive series. What are we doing? But now with Michael Penix Jr., with all the reps, the lion's share of the reps, less this preseason series. By the way, what would be, guys, just hit us up on the text line. Okay, Mike and Carl, what do you want to see? What would you be happy with, a touchdown drive?
Absolutely.
12-play drive, go down the field, show you got a rhythm for it, you're out.
Sam Darnold did this the other night for Seattle. They're playing the Chiefs. He played one series, 10 plays, 81 yards, went 4-for-4, got in, got out. Touchdown, peace. What's wrong with that?
Mm.
That's all we're asking for. Like, give me some confidence. Like, okay, this thing is going to look as crisp as we think it is. And, guys, it just may. Maybe this is a big hoopla about nothing. Maybe it is. 404-726-0929. One other thing from Zach Robinson, Mike. What do you think about this? He said last year, this is crazy, that he wanted to lighten the mental load on Bijan because it was his first year in the system. So does that mean that they're asking Bijan to do way more in year two?
First year in a system, wanted to make sure, hey, you're running back. Obviously, we were able to get him the ball, you know, out on the perimeter and in the pass game a decent amount. But, yeah, that first year was the goal. Like, hey, let's let, be running back, do his things, from that standpoint. And then from there, it's just kind of taken off.
Mm. Yeah, man, Bijan, you know, the balance with Tyler Algier. Certainly, you know, we think we got that set. I think a lot of guys, you look at some of these already all the pre-fantasy drafts. By the way, don't do your fantasy draft till like last possible minute. But all these draft shows you see on ESPN, Bijan is like right up there with like Justin Jefferson. I mean, in some leagues they say he's like the first guy you should take. Second, you know, it depends on, because he gets receptions too in a PPR league.
Touches.
But Bijan is above Saquon. Some guys feel there's going to be a fall off for Saquon Barkley this year.
Yeah, it's hard to repeat, Mike, a 2,000-yard season. I mean, like, here's the crazy. If Saquon has 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns, it's an amazing year, but it's not 2,000 yards. Right. And so that is why when you say fall off, put it in context, because like if you expect him to run for 2,000 again, that's not happening, guys. Every running back from OJ to every other running back that's ever run for 2,000 yards did not come back the following year and have 2,000 yards.
Right. And I said Justin Jefferson. I meant Jamar Chase. Jamar yes. Chase is the number one. Bijan's two. Saquon Barkley, Gibbs is in there. Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb. The most, again, it varies from site to site. But, you know, Bijan is just a rock star. It's funny. That's why we look at these, you know, these NFL player rankings, and Bijan comes in, what, 62?
It's crazy.
But meanwhile, he's the second player you draft in fantasy football. I would think that would make him top 15?
Easy. Absolutely.
I mean, that's telling that players how to vote, but, you know. And I know some players loathe fantasy football, but it is what it is.
No.
And he puts up the numbers.
By the way, if you do you know what pick you're picking already?
I'm 10 because I won. 10-man league. I won it. Yeah, man. It's fine. By the way, I do all these, and Carl mocks me, but I'm doing some of these mock fantasy drafts on Yahoo.
Yeah, because your team is stacked.
Well, I mean, it was last year.
That's why I'm like, come on. Who drafts this way?
But it is interesting when you do these, like, presumably worldwide or national drafts, people from all over the country. I'm getting Drake London at 10. Drake London at 10 or 11 is a steal. So some guys want to get a running back, depends on how your league works. But if you want, I mean, the way I've been picking, he's right there because he's undervalued. So Drake London is certainly a pick. I think I'm looking right now. This is fantasy football rankings. They got him at 17. Drake's going to be, at least 1,200 or more and at least 7 or 8 touchdowns.
He's a killer, man.
That's a steal at 11.
He's a killer.
Giddy up. Right.
I totally agree with you. He's a killer. Underrated, Mike. Whoever gets Drake London, I'm going to tell you this right now, and Drake don't want to hear this. He's going to help you win your fantasy league this year.
Right.
I'm telling you right now. He's going to help you win your fantasy
league. I lucked out last year because I had Bijan, and then I had who was it from the Lions? I just mentioned him. I had Jamar Gibbs. So that was like I killed it in the running back position.
Wait a minute. You had Gibbs and who else?
And Bijan last year.
This is what I'm talking about. Who are these guys you're drafting against?
I was picking fifth.
Do they know what they're doing?
Well, Don Marino would draft Matt Ryan in the second round all those years. You were in the shenanigans league.
The other nine guys have pulses, Mike? What the hell?
There's
one guy, Patchogue John, who he's a stockbroker, so he's really good. He's won it a lot. The dude's won it a bunch of times.
I do.
Larry, what's your quote, Mike? Is there a gas leak in you guys are doing a draft?
Oh,
what's going
I'm
on?
I'm just telling you how it went last year. Don't worry. I used it to my advantage. I finally won the damn league after 15 years as the commissioner. Carl, by the way, Data, you know the story on Carl of the Shenanigans League? If he had a bad season, he'd quit. And then you wouldn't fill out your roster.
I would have various injuries early in the year, and then my team was decimated, okay?
Who was the guy you drafted one year you were picking fourth?
I was so pissed.
What's his name
so
from the Cardinals? Off. The Cardinals running back.
I know who you're talking about.
He got hurt.
I was
oh,
so
Oh, man,
upset.
I got to find it. Anyway, so
David Johnson.
Don't you ever say his name again.
And so Day-Day.
He won me money the year before too, Carr. He got hurt, like broke his wrist.
Yes.
The opening game of the season.
We used to do the draft Day-Day at the Rumpus Room at Spire, my old building in Midtown. We'd have a big pool party, grill burgers, great time. And then we'd all be hammered. But the abuse we'd throw at each other on the draft. Anyway, Carl then became known as the human bye week because you would get a little disinterested.
Well, look, by week 11, you got 12 injuries, okay? You can't pick up anybody. Everybody stacked their team with all the reserves. You're going to pick up guys you've never heard of.
Right.
And I'm just like, and then I get a text message. Dukes, put your lineup in. Screw off!
So there he is when the going gets tough.
You got to work the waiver wire like literally out the gate.
No,
I'm saying like out the gate. You got to work the waiver wire out the gate.
12-man league, it's tough.
It's tough.
And so, then Mike's league doesn't have the waiver wire wait time either. You could just go pick up a guy whenever in Mike's league.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. This is why it happened. I was too vested in too many leagues. I can't do it anymore.
I do one. I used to do three or four.
I can't do it anymore.
I used to fly down to Fort Lauderdale, do the draft, and come back. And the one day, because we do the draft party at Hooters right there at Beach Place. Yeah, I'm down. I know some guys do 10. I'm a one-man, one-league man.
That was my problem. I had my boys back home. It's too much, and you're trying to keep up. And by the way, this is how you know you're playing in too many leagues. When you see a player and you're like, is he on my team?
Right.
You're in too many leagues. All right, we're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Connor Riley in 15 minutes. Stay there. We'll find out the takeaways from Saturday's scrimmage for the Dogs as they get ready for the start of the season. How well is that wide receiver room doing? We'll ask Connor Riley that and much more coming up. Just joining us, a couple of news notes for the Falcons. One, my concern, out of abundance of caution, as Raheem Moore said today, Jalen Walker did not practice. He ended up hurting himself, apparently. They used the word tweaked, his groin, last week in that joint practice with the Titans. We hope to get him back this week. Hope. So as we've been talking about this, and Mike, you mentioned this, Day-Day has posted, I guess, our conversation earlier in the show when I asked the question and said that I'm really worried about this. Like, I wasn't a few weeks back because I was like, oh, camp's just starting, no big deal. This has lingered through camp. Now, we have seen him in practice. We saw him participate in the joint practices. Right. But, Mike, this is not going away. And, you know, again, a guy said it's a hamstring. Hamstring, growing. It's all one thing's connected to the next. So I'm more concerned about this. And then I said to you, we wanted a dog. Everybody wanted to draft a dog. Did we get the right dog?
Yeah. And as by the way, Day-Day, as we said, you know, clickbait is getting people turning against this on social media because he puts a very bombastic headline out there at Dukes and Bell 929 basically saying, yeah, Dukes and Bell, crapping on our boy from Georgia. No, that's not what we're doing. The question he was asking, though, and it's one that we've talked about, is, you know, what is he? We know what we think he is from Georgia. He is a little bit, you know, undersized to be on the line. But, you know, undersized by what? What's the line of demarcation? Because he's an inch and a half shorter, right, than what you see in the Cowboys with Micah Parsons. He's that same kind of guy. You could put him anywhere on the field. And unfortunately, we're just being real with you. We're not saying he can't do that. We just haven't seen him do it at practice.
That's right.
On a regular basis because of the injuries. So whether, you know, again, guys, whether you're a player and he's battling in a position which was very thin a year ago, which now has a lot of depth. So that's why we're just more frustrated than anything else. He's frustrated. Jalen's, you know, chomping at the bit to get out there and show that he belongs. And he does, I think. But I can't tell you definitively. I can't be chirping about him the way we chirp about James Pierce Jr. because we haven't seen it.
No. And, you know, the other side of this is, obviously, I would love right now at this point in camp when we are about to wind up the preseason and talk about week one, which is the most important week to start, that we have seen so much from Jalen Walker. I don't have any concerns.
Right.
I can't do it. And therefore, it is a concern. So that's where I'm at. Whether you like it or not, sorry. If you think it's unfair, sorry.
We're not crapping on the guy. We're just telling, look, it's sorry. You know, let me rephrase it. Maybe Day-Day can edit that headline.
No, don't edit it. Keep it.
Dukes and Bell.
I don't know if he's the right guy.
It sucks for Jalen Walker that he can't show us what he's got yet. Yes, I don't. Do you believe he's going to have a groin injury that's going to last the entire season? No. But it just seems like it sucks because just when we think we're ready to see him go out there and kick some butt, he gets jammed up with another injury, which keeps him out of practice, keeps him off the field. But we will have another 2 weeks. Again, Carl, this is basically not a nothing period, but there'll be a chance to heal it up after this last preseason.
So here's the other side of this, too. And then I want to see what's on Day-Day's mind. Here's the other side of this, Mike. He doesn't have to practice. Fine. You got to stay in shape. How do you stay in shape? You got to run. Well, what does running entail? You're hammy and you're growing. Oh, he's got to lift weights. What does running and lifting weights entail? Like you can talk about this all you want. At the end of the day, he still has to physically do activities that will affect that. That is my concern, guys. You think he's going to sit around and eat bonbons all week?
No.
Popcorn?
He's elite. He's coming out.
M&M's?
No, he's a dog. This isn't some big fat turd that everybody's worried was going to be a bust in the draft.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
We're just telling it like it is. We can't tell you anything about Jalen Walker because we haven't seen Jalen Walker because it just as he was starting to like pop and we were mentioning it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays practice and he's off the field again.
He's off the field. That's it.
But again, as I said to you last hour, we got this, you guys. Because you got dog fans, you got guys that always get upset when they feel anything about an athlete becomes a criticism. It's not a criticism. We're just telling you it's terrible time. How about this? The timing sucks for Jalen Walker. Can we all agree with that?
There you go. There you go. That's exactly right. And right now, we got longer than this, but it's 12 days until Texas, Ohio State, right? Is that right? Come on. We got a little bit longer than that. We'll see. Day-Day, what's going on, man? Great job, by the way, on the call this weekend for the high school football games. And thanks to everybody. Look, the Corky Kell, a monster success as it is every single year. I think they do a terrific job of putting those matchups together. It's a great way to start the season for all these high schools. Doesn't matter what level you are, but great job with you and Chris Goforth, man.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, had a great time down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday, as well as Thursday with Eric Slaughter on at West Forsyth for that call as well. So real quick, guys, before I get into a couple of things, I do have to say I should have did this Friday, and now that I think about it, I don't think I talked on Friday.
It's a short show.
Short show, right. But happy birthday to two of my sons.
Oh.
My oldest son, Carson, turned 15 yesterday, and then our second from the youngest, Cade, he turned 9 on Friday. So just want to throw a happy birthday shout out
man.
To both of them.
He's got a beautiful family.
Thank you.
Did your wife yell at you for not mentioning the kid's birthday?
No, she did not. No, she did not.
Are you being straight?
What'd you get the boys is my question.
Man, you know, they're at that phase where, man, all they want is either something for video game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, now everything's digital with the video games.
Just
so you
download
just gotta,
it.
Yeah, so just give them the money to
they
get their
mad
games.
Yet? They get mad yet?
Yo, yeah, the oldest, he's been on it.
All right,
know? That's all I hear every night is
tell
him and his
him.
Friends screaming.
So who's the squad? Who's he playing with?
He likes the Falcons, but he'll play with anybody. But, you know, he's a Georgia kid, so he loves Falcons.
I just got some cheat codes.
Oh?
On the Madden game.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Huh? You need them? You need them out?
Where's the morality here, buddy?
What?
We're cheating at Madden right now? What's
no,
going on?
No, just an enhanced experience. That's all I'm looking for. tell him I got some codes for him if you
I
want
got
some.
You.
Is
I
that
got
what you
it.
Taught your daughter?
So
there's shortcuts?
Carl.
There's shortcuts in life?
Shortcuts in Madden, Carl Dukes?
No, look. Okay, full disclosure now. You guys are going to let me tell you this. So at Falcons camp, we ran into a guy that actually works for EA Sports. He is in charge, Day-Day, were you with us?
Yes.
You were with us that day. Of when they released Madden, you know, the players playing it, the Madden ratings and all this stuff. So he was at practice. He's a big fan of the show. And he literally came up and he said, dude, you play? I said, of course, I'm a gamer. And he was like, I'm going to hit you up. And lo and behold, and I'm looking at this right now, this was from like last week before I got my game. And he said, hey, here are a couple of codes for you. So honestly, a guy that's involved with the development of the game, I got these codes. That's what happened.
Wow. Carl getting development coach to help him beat Madden right now.
Next level cheater.
Look, have y'all ever played the highest level of Madden? It's extremely hard.
Don't let me get a matchup online against Put 'em Up, See Dukes.
It's
I'm pulling
hard.
That cord out quick as possible.
No, I mean, man, should I get myself the PS5 now?
You're so silly. Hey, enhance your experience. Daddy, I got your son. Happy birthday, man. That's awesome.
Appreciate it. All right, so we've been talking about Any Given Saturday. On Netflix, the SEC show documentary and whatnot, which I've had a great time watching it. So watching it over the weekend, started to look ahead to the season and wanted to get you guys' thoughts on which SEC coach is under the most pressure this season and could be out by season's end, if not sooner. Now, I'll just tell you full disclosure, after watching, I'm through four episodes, Sam Pittman and Hugh Freeze, I think, are pretty much neck and neck.
Sam Pittman looked like a lost puppy.
Yeah,
he
does.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, there's two guys. You got Hugh Freeze and Auburn. Is this recruiting class for 26 that good?
Allegedly.
I mean, everybody's talking. Yeah. The same goes for Norvell. Florida said he'd be lucky to win six games this year. They can't no money to buy him out. I don't know what Auburn's coffers are to buy out Freeze. Yeah. Length and girth. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the saving grace. I thought Napier bought himself some time. Lagway's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, there's more expectations for Beamer, but Beamer's got he's got so much charisma, he's fine. So, I guess it would be Freeze and Pittman, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? Huh?
Right, because Napier bought himself another year.
Yeah, Lagway saved him.
Look.
What about, and probably most Vols fans feel that hype like, hell yeah, coach, tell Nico to pound sand and the horse he rode in
that,
on.
That may save him.
Yeah.
I mean, right. They could have an average season. I don't think they're, you know, they're not a 4-win team, but they could have an average season, right? And people aren't going to – Vols fans are Vols fans, but they're not going to run him out of town because Mike's right. I think that went a long way with the fan base with that decision. Yeah, man, I would agree with you. I'm just thinking, look, Mississippi State guy just hit me up. They don't count. Okay, right now, they're the worst team in the SEC. That doesn't count. We're talking about teams with expectations. Right.
Expectations, exactly.
Right.
All right, moving on. Let's stay there, right? Let's stay in the SEC. Can Clark Lee turn Vandy around?
You like him, don't you?
Keep in mind, I do. I really do. Keep in mind, while they finished near the bottom of the conference last year, they finished ahead of Oklahoma, a team with expectations, ahead of Auburn, team with expectations, and had the upset win over Alabama.
The quarterback has got confidence up the yin-yang.
Does he?
Pavia's, and he'll take taking on all comers, still talking some ish. You know, you're one of the people. Well, again, they go to Bryant Denny on October 4th, Carl. And that'll be, I think, a lot of Alabama fans will be circling that date. They got an early game against Va Tech, so that will be interesting to see how they pull that one off. It is Charleston Southern and then Va Tech. Second week, South Carolina, their first SEC game, the third week of the season.
Wow.
In South Carolina.
Yeah, look, I'll say this. Mm-hmm. They will compete. They're going to not get embarrassed. There was a time where Vandy would get embarrassed and you just knew.
Right.
They're going to compete. But they're not going to sneak up on anybody now.
Right.
Pavia, to Mike's point, all the confidence in the world. Did you say remind you of Johnny Manziel? Were you, was that you?
Pavia?
Yeah.
I see that.
Right?
Yeah, I see that.
I mean, you could say that about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
If you don't like him, if you don't want to go down that road of Johnny football compared to Baker.
No. Yeah. Right. Off the field is a mess. But like his confidence on the field, the way Johnny handled himself. Long story short is that's the thing about Vandy. I think they're not going to get embarrassed. But to Mike's point about the schedule, that's a tough road, man. But I already think he's changed the thinking about that.
And that's key.
That's what I don't look, if you're picking Vandy to win the SEC, you're crazy.
Right.
But you've already changed the thinking about Vandy. It used to be, who's on the schedule, coach? Vandy. And literally you laughed and you thought this was the easiest win of the season. Think that again, because they're going to show up. And that's the only thing I can say. That's the one thing he has instilled in that team.
Right.
Yeah. And
most consistent they've looked at since Franklin was there.
Yeah, and you see it with Pavia's mindset, because he even mentions, if for those who haven't had, you know, I don't want to, you know, spoil the documentary if you're going to watch it, but he even said that, you know, there are players that kind of had the mindset of, oh, you know, they look at the schedule themselves and say, oh, we're not going to win that game. And he's like, the blank is wrong with y'all. What do you mean we're not going to win that game? Like, so that mindset change, very, very key. Speaking of mindset change, I need you guys to change your mindsets for me. Now, I know you're not saying it's going to happen, but guys, I do not want Kirk Cousins going anywhere. I've watched these two preseason games. I'm not crapping on Easton Stick.
You're crapping on Easton Stick.
No, I'm not crapping on Easton Stick. I think he can be serviceable as that in case of emergency break glass.
So are you cool with him on the practice squad, the chance somebody can take a guy who started games last year for the Chargers?
I am.
For
I
nothing.
Am. Because here's the deal, guys. I really if the Falcons live up anywhere near to the hype that is around this offense, and then they find themselves, say, through 10 games, sitting at 5-4, still in the mix for postseason play. God forbid, we mentioned it last week, Penix Jr. has to go down for a week or two, whatever the case may be. I want a Kirk Cousins in there to keep the train on the track.
Mm.
So I honestly think that the Falcons shouldn't even enter. I mean, it has to be a crazy offer, in my opinion, for them to say, let's move on from Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, Easton Stick. Now, here's the caveat, though. He's playing behind a terrible second offensive line unit. That's a bad unit. I mean, they're not good. And you and I mean, like, if you listen to the show all week, you know, we're saying things. We said it on Friday's show. What to watch for? You know, wide receiver battle. You know, depth at linebacker, right, Carl? And then can anybody on this O-line block anybody? First half, the answer was a resounding no.
Right.
So you put Cousins back there. He's a greasy spot. Then you don't have to worry about that. You put Easton Stick with the first team. Can he produce? That's the question. That would be the debate, because if you'd carry three quarterbacks, that's an extra roster spot, lost for special teams or whatever depth. And if you put him on a practice squad, Carl, somebody could grab him, and then you're screwed. Then you got to go find another retread if Kirk Cousins gets traded.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's the rub, you know? I'm with you. I mean, I like him. He looked good against the Lions. He didn't look as good, but I thought that's a byproduct of how bad the O-line played.
Yeah. Yeah. I just it just kind of, I don't know, man. It's a little unsettling for me, I'll say, to just think that if whatever reason they moved on from Kirk Cousins, that's kind of our situation. So, Carl, what do you think?
I'm with Mike, and I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I think, look, nobody wowed you in this competition for the third right-string quarterback. And now, the way things have played out, I think they're telling us what they believe, which is they feel the same way you do. And I don't know what the plan is. Mike brought that question up earlier about where you – I don't know what the plan is if they do or were to trade Cousins, but you got to feel like they'd have a direction in which they want to go.
I guess the good news is he looks so – if you think he looked really so bad that no one would claim him off waivers. But a guy who's got – he played in five games last year in lieu of Justin Herbert's injury.
Yep.
Three touchdowns, one on the ground, and one pick. I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. Cousins would be the perfect insurance policy, but it seems like if you could, you know, get Cousins off the roster, if a team's over a barrel and we could leverage that for a decent pick, I'd make that move.
All right, that's it. That's all that's on my mind on Monday.
Good stuff. Champ Cheese, that's his Twitter handle, says, Dukes, man, DM me those Madden codes. Look, I'm going to give them to everybody right now. Here's the deal.
You're going to break the interweb.
Madden 26 Deluxe Edition.
T-D-V-Y. Wait, hold on. T as in tango.
D.
As in dog.
V.
As in Victor.
Y.
As in yellow.
Three.
Three is in three.
That's all I'm giving you. I'm not giving these damn codes up.
Local radio host causes Madden 2026 shutdown.
I'm not giving these codes up.
Some military guy's going to get mad at me. Yankee for what? What was the letters again? What are the letters again?
T. D.
Tango. Delta.
D.
Victor.
Big shout out to UT. That's his name. His name's Ulysses, but they call him UT from EA Sports.
Right.
Seriously. And big fan of the show, so thank him. All right, we're coming back, man. What's up with the dogs? Find out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.